We are interviewing Rosie Wilma Foster, and it says April 18 of the year 2016. So, Rosie, one of the first questions I have for you would be, how long have you lived in this area?
Let's see, at least maybe 20 years.
20 years. It's a long time. In this place here all the time, or did you
No,
have a house
no.
before?
We first, when we moved from Collin Lake, my husband got real sick, and the doctor told us to move here in Athabasca, close to the doctor. We lived at that East Hill. What do you call that place over there with the apartments and stuff?
Sure. Lived in a lodge of some kind.
It was an apartment building. That's
Okay.
where we lived. Till we bought a trailer at that hill close to the inn.
Okay.
That's where we were living when I lost my husband. I stayed there a year, but I couldn't stay alone, so I sold my trailer and then I moved here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are your parents?
Huh?
Who are your parents?
Francis Gladue and Mary Rose Osey.
And how many kids were in your family?
They're 15.
15.
I was the middle one.
The middle one, the
Yeah,
middle one, smack dab in the
seven
middle.
older, seven younger.
That's amazing. 15 children.
Yeah,
Wow. And you
that's.
all lived in a trailer, in one trailer.
No. One house. This was in Wabasca. This
Oh.
was, I was telling you about me and my husband. We lived in a trailer up the hill,
Oh, right.
but my parents had already been gone, eh?
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Is there anything you can remember about your childhood that you want to tell us about?
We used to go in the summer. We had a sister lived in Bear Lake, this place called Bear Lake, and they had sort of a little farm. Like they had cows, a few cows, pigs, chickens, horses. We used to have fun there. We rode horses, and that food was really good. They lived off the land there, eh? They
Yep.
didn't. There was no store or stuff. There was no store there. Just a couple families living there. Three families living there at Bear Lake. But we used to go visit every summer. On the way, we would stop a few places, camp over, and my dad would hunt moose. That was quite a long trip. And we went to school, day school. We didn't stay in a mission, but we walked about at least a mile or more from where we lived to the school. And even in the winter time, we'd walk across the lake, not right across, but from our place, you could see the mission there, the church. That's where we walked. But in the summer, it was farther because we couldn't walk, it was sort of going around. But in the winter, it was a shortcut because we walked on the ice.
Did you have any good friends when you were young? Some good memories of friends?
Oh yeah, they're good. We used to ride horses and go picking berries, supposedly, but we we swam, we were swimming and doing all kinds of stuff. We weren't really picking berries, but yeah, it was fun times. About three of us girls went to what's it called? There's a campsite there now. I forget what it was called when I was growing up. I was quite a ways from Wabasca, about maybe 10 miles, and
Oh.
sometimes we'd walk up there.
So when you grew up, did you grow up in a house, a trailer,
House my
a
dad
house?
made.
Oh, he made it.
First, it was a one room house, and well, they only had a few kids then, I guess. And then when we were all grown up and that, well, old enough to go to school, a few of us, my dad built another addition to the house. And that was our bedroom. There was beds all over, all around. Not much activities. We played outside. We were only allowed once in a while. The rest of the time we worked. We hauled water from the lake. My brother Joe went to the bush and chopped wood and bring it out. Now we had a sled, and in the wintertime, us kids would take our sleds and go get the wood in the bush where my brother had chopped it.
What was the wood for?
Oh, for our wood stove,
For a
cook
wood stove?
stove, and a heater in our bedroom, the kids' bedroom. We had a little airtight heater there that my dad kept going all night. It's for us to stay warm, eh?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
You had no electricity then, though, eh?
Oh,
No.
no. And we had a, whatever we had, like a radio, was all battery. They had big batteries then.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I guess in a way, we didn't suffer. But it was hard times, eh? My mom would make moose hides. And then when they were done, she started to do the beadwork, and she got us going too. She taught us how to bead and make moccasins and stuff. And Treaty Days was once a year in the summer. I forget the month, but anyhow, she would sell a lot of stuff there, moccasins and stuff, eh? So,
So she made it for your family too, though, right?
yeah, oh yes, for us too.
And then
Because that's all we wore is moccasins and rubbers. The Hudson Bay had rubbers, moccasin rubbers. That's what we wore all winter and summer. It
sounds
was,
cold in the winter.
oh yes, it was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. At that Hudson Bay, there was a store, Hudson Bay. They had really not much clothes to sell. The good thing was the Anglican Church, wherever they got the clothes, used clothing, they had a sale quite often of clothes. And I remember they had warm coats, and these ladies had to race over there for in order to get there first to get some good stuff, eh? And clothes and sometimes footwear. Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. We come out of it.
Yeah, most of the clothes you wore was homemade, was it?
Yeah, my mom would
Your mom
sew
would sew.
our clothes, dresses and stuff. You know what? With flower socks.
Flower socks.
Flower socks. She would bleach the writing on it, and then she would make slips and a few other things with
Oh.
that.
So you use just about everything you could get, eh? You
Yeah.
use for something. What was school like?
School wasn't that good sometimes, you know. I don't think we learned very much because the nuns made us work. The boys used to go in the summertime anyway to go clean the garden and dig the potatoes, vegetables. You know, they did a lot of work. And we cleaned that classroom till it was shining, the floor. We had to get on our hands and knees and put the wax on and then polish it with other rags. And it had to be shiny. I don't know why.
Sounds like they're more interested in having a clean place
Yeah,
than
yeah.
actually teaching.
Yeah, they taught us how to. And then,
So.
yeah, school was only a few hours a day
Oh, okay.
because the rest of the time we did work. Yeah.
So you worked at home, and then you went to school, and you worked there, and then you went back to home, and you worked some more there.
Oh, yes, we worked hard, yeah.
Constantly. Sounds
Scrubbed
like.
clothes by hand,
Right.
tub
Okay.
and washboard, and
What was your, did you guys get together on the weekend, and was there a special show on the radio or something that you liked,
we
or?
had no radio. We had a radio, but my dad didn't let us listen to it. He just used it for the news and sports. That's
Okay.
what he did. He never lived, poor guy never lived to see a TV. He would have enjoyed hockey and stuff, eh? Never lived to see.
So, do you have a good memory from school?
At times, no.
Not really? No.
The nuns were quite mean. Like, for one thing, they shouldn't have done, I thought now. They wouldn't let us go to the toilet if we needed to go, you know. We had to wait till recess time. And that's not good. At Christmas time, we had to do plays, act out some plays, and had to memorize that. And the parents came and watched us. It was good then.
That sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Can you tell me more about your family? Some of your brothers and sisters, maybe?
Yeah. Like I said, there, one of my sisters, after she got married, they moved to Bear Lake. This guy she married, his parents were already up there in Bear Lake. His parents and another old couple. A few people were there already when my sister moved and her husband. And she had about three, at least two babies born up there in Bear Lake. My oldest sister got married. She had about 12 kids. And my other one was, my other sister, the third one was blind, poor thing. And you know, she was so independent, she wouldn't let us help her, go help her with housework. She wanted to know where this was and this was, you
She
know,
could do it by feel,
by
huh?
feel,
Yeah.
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. We all pretty well left. I left when I was done school, 16, 17. One of my sisters moved to Collin Lake. Her husband came and worked in a sawmill, and I had to go help her with kids. I babysat. No, she had to go to the hospital one time in Edmonton, and I got to babysit. It's a hard job. But that's where I met my husband, in Collin Lake, after.
And what did he do?
He was a truck driver when I met him, and also a mechanic at that mill. There was a mill there, a sawmill where the men could work, you know. That's why my sister and them moved there.
So that's where you met your husband.
Yeah.
Did you get married there too?
Yeah, we got married in Collin Lake Church, yeah.
And you had, huh? And you had quite a number of children yourself.
I only had four.
Oh, quite a bit different, eh?
That's
Not too
all,
many.
yeah.
So, how many
Yeah.
boys and how many girls?
Two boys and two girls.
Cool.
That's, I didn't think that was many. I wanted more.
Yeah.
Yeah, two
Four is pretty
boys.
good still. So, can you tell me some memories about your kids?
I remember being bad, they're being bad a little bit, you know, I'm nothing.
All kids are a little bit
I
bad.
know.
Yeah.
And we moved when our youngest one was, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years old, my youngest daughter. We moved to High Prairie, was the first place my husband was sent. He was a mechanic in these places, eh? And High Prairie was good. They went to school there. Two of my boys graduated there.
You lived in High Prairie.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah. And then after that, he got transferred to Slave Lake, was teaching there. They started an opportunity corps there in Slave Lake, and I guess it must mean that they were teaching all kinds of stuff like mechanic work and other things, you know.
Sure, how to use machines, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. Oh. That's
I
interesting.
had a good job there too. I worked in restaurants first, a couple of them. And then I met this lady there, and she told me about this youth assessment center. They're always needing staff. So I applied and I got it. I got that job.
What kind of job was that?
It's supervising the kids at night. I worked the night shift. Me and another guy. They had to be a man with us. Two of us ladies and one man. In case they AWOLed or something, you know.
Right.
We took a test about just not hard, just that we were what we were told to do, eh? And it's a test that we passed. We had to pass. Yeah, if they AWOLed, for instance, we let them go because they might fight us, eh?
Okay.
Like,
You're not allowed to get physical with them.
Not, no, no.
No, so if they wanted to leave, you just let them
We
leave.
had to let him go and call the police right away. But they were not too bad sometimes.
Does one specific kid stand out in your mind?
I guess so. There was a girl I got used to her, and I felt sorry for her. One time they were fighting, and she grabbed a knife. I don't know where she got it. Probably during a meal. She, not a sharp knife, just a butter knife, and she was gonna hit some kid with that. And I gently talked to her and nicely and that, and she gave it to me. I was surprised.
Sounds like you're good at your job.
Yeah, I was sorry to leave it. It was a good paying job too, and I liked it. I felt sorry for the kids, I guess, that were locked up in there, eh?
How many kids?
Oh, we had
About
up to 20.
up to 20.
Yeah,
And
three staff, huh?
how long did you work there?
No, I worked quite a few years there. I'm not sure. 8, maybe 10.
8 or 10.
But we had to move to Slave Lake this time.
Okay.
But he got transferred
'Cause
there,
that's where the
Mom.
work was, right?
Yeah.
So where did you where and when you went to Slave Lake, where was he working then?
He the job corps that they had
The
another one
job
like
corps.
High Prairie, you know.
So he was training people again.
Yeah, mechanics. Yeah.
Where did you live first after getting married?
After I was married, Collin Lake.
Calling Lake was
We
the
bought a
first one.
little house. We bought a little house in Collin Lake from a lady that so happened is living here. We bought the house from them,
Oh.
and I babysat for her too while she went and had her last baby. It was amazing. We met here after working for her years ago, eh?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
What was a normal meal when you were a kid?
Normal
Meal.
meal.
Like what? Supper.
It's usually whatever we had fried fish, potatoes. My dad always had enough vegetables to last all winter. We had a cellar in our house, and that's where he kept the vegetables. We couldn't keep fresh vegetables, you know. But we picked berries, and that's what we had for dessert. Berries, blueberries, cranberries. Usually we had something like that, or rabbit stew with bannock. It was really good. Duck soup if we had ducks in the summer.
You made the bannock for church, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, I remember. So, what kind of chores did you have?
Oh boy. It seems like we'd sneak to a dance, you know. We were never really allowed to go dancing.
Oh, okay.
And the next day, my mom somehow found out that we were out dancing. She gave us hard labor, like scrubbing my dad's thick underwear sheets and boy, we'd go down the hill to wash clothes, my sister and I. We thought she wouldn't come there. We snapped a few naps while we were down because we didn't
Well, you're being
sleep much when
punished,
she
eh?
woke us up to come and do,
More work, eh?
yeah,
Yeah.
that thing she prepared for us.
So you weren't allowed to go to dances.
No,
No.
not much, no.
Was there any activities, social activities you were allowed to do with your family?
At home? Well, in school, we had baseball.
Oh, okay.
Just that they had, and at home, we had a ball, I think, one, and we would slide on that hill. We had fun in the wintertime sliding. Yeah, my dad made us sleds, and yeah, my brother Joseph, and that was next. He was next to me. He used to make us sleds too.
You made your own toys.
Yeah. Yeah, and a 5 pound pail, the cover. You'd nail it on a stick and use it to just
So
push it.
just to push you along or steer?
Yeah, just
Oh. Well, what advice would you give to your kids growing up?
to. to work, to keep a job, and look after their family. But they're all doing good. I must say I'm lucky.
Okay, so you had four kids, two boys and two girls. Can you tell me what jobs the boys and the girls have now?
Oh, my oldest son is a cook in Edmonton. He's cooked there for 16 years in a pizza place. Brado's, it's called.
Okay.
That's where he cooks. That he never quit. He worked there that
he
many years.
He likes that job. And
yeah. And Dean, he was working for an insurance place here, BrokerLink.
Okay.
And but he quit that. He's moved to Slave Lake, and he's doing the same thing, insurance. And my daughter, she's also into insurance. She's working at JDR. And my baby, my youngest one, she's working in a water plant, looking after generators. She's like a mechanic. Her dad taught him lots. My old man used to sit with her and tell her about stuff, eh? And he picked up a lot from her dad.
So how long were you and your husband married?
Oh, gee. Well, at least 50 years.
Wow.
At least, yeah. But they're all doing good. I must say I'm very proud of them. Yeah. And I only have one great-grandchild. Oh, he's in my heart.
And what's his name?
Duncan.
Duncan.
He goes to daycare.
Oh, okay. Here in town. Here in town.
Yeah, up the hill. And my grandchildren, well, they're still, like, they're 11 and 5. I went to visit my daughter in Edmonton. My son Dean and them picked me up. Her youngest there, my daughter, is 5 years old. He'll start kindergarten, preschool. Well, they grow up so fast.
Yeah, I do. Can you tell me about your wedding?
Oh, we had a small wedding in Collin Lake. One bridesmaid, one best man. And we had a little party at our place after. Not a great big dance like nowadays they have, eh? That's about it. We didn't go on our honeymoon either, like now they do, eh?
No. Tell me about your first car. How about that?
Oh, our car was I think it was a 56. It was very nice. And my husband also had a pickup, an old pickup, I don't know what year it was, but anyway, I just learned to drive on that old pickup. Yeah, we always had a good vehicle. Yeah, we'd take the kids to Jasper for a little holiday and in Edmonton for that Klondike days.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What a job keeping track of three kids.
Klondike days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine that's a bit much. Yeah. Well, they're all running different directions, are they?
Yes, they want to go here, and one wants to go there. And
probably good memories for them.
Yeah. I know I didn't have that much stuff when I was married. All the junk.
Do you have now?
Yeah, I have lots of pictures.
Yeah, I collect stuff too. I think we're probably done with our interview now. Perhaps we can take, is there anything else you'd like to add, or should we call it?
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll stop there then.